are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by the Peer VA Clinic and May Adam. And joining me this morning, it's John Mollison. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
And how are you on this fine Wednesday?
Well, I'm looking here from Sioux Falls, and I get to look out to the west, Pier, and I'm looking forward to visiting you guys on Friday.
Yeah, Friday is going to be a great, great event at the Eagles Gallery at the Pier Regional Airport. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on, John.
Well, this is going to be the next installment of my artwork, and we're going to be honoring a Pier native, not native, but a Pier resident. He actually is from Rapid City. Name is Wade Hubbard, and I drew the F4 Phantom that he believes best represents his extremely distinguished Vietnam War service.
And how did you come upon deciding, you know, this is the person that we're going to highlight this time, and what goes into that process?
That's a question that a lot of people ask, and I think I have a different answer every time it gets asked. But what I want to do is I like to venerate the history of what these people have lived through. And so when you meet somebody who has seen and done extraordinary things, and they have a perspective that maybe you don't get in the history book or any other place, you know, they stay in the back of my mind. And I'm always looking, evaluating, like, which one gets a film or something to that effect. I know it sounds sounds like, you know, I'm picking and choosing. You have to. I've got to know so many really cool people, and, you know, you can't do all of them. But Wade's story stuck out not only for its military significance. He has, you know, nearly 430 combat missions in Vietnam. He's got 5 Distinguished Flying Crosses, Purple Heart. Extraordinary service, and even within the service, he's had a special level of respect. But the thing about Wade is, you'd never really know it. I mean, if you bumped into him at Dakota Mart or something like that, you wouldn't know that here's this person who has experienced so much and accomplished so much. And so, being connected with Pier like I am, when I saw that, when I met Wade, this was a while ago. I looked for ways to, you know, I thought, well, I've got to put his airplane in the Eagles Gallery. But the other part of it is, in the Eagles Gallery, they're all World War II airplanes. And in the back of my head, I'm almost always thinking about how do we tell the Vietnam War veteran story as well. So it was really just a great thing to put together. I mean, here's a Pier guy. Nobody really knows him, but he's totally a standout. And then it's a Vietnam War story as well.
Yeah.
So it's a long answer to your question.
No, and I think that's a great, you know, a wonderful person that you're going to be adding to, and being able to, like you said, kind of move a little forward in military aviation. As you said, World War II is pretty well covered there at the Eagles Gallery, and it'll be a nice addition, I think.
Yeah, and I think that the Vietnam War, as time goes on, we're starting to look for the stories that are beyond Hollywood, you know, and we're looking beyond what the media has told us. And the Vietnam War combat veteran, they didn't get their return from combat back in the 70s and you know, 60s if they came back then.
Absolutely.
But now, next generations are starting to look back and go, okay, what can we learn? So Wade will be there. He'll be there on Friday, and people can meet him, and he loves to tell his story, and he is proud to represent the rest of his brothers, so to speak.
Yeah, that is great. As a son of a Vietnam vet, I have a special affinity for those veterans because of exactly what you said, that they really were really looked down upon when they came back.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. But Ben Jones with the Historical Society, he has a saying that when he goes, when looking back at history, you have to look back and then put yourself in that time at that place. And I think right now, most of us can look back on how the Vietnam War veteran was treated, or even the Vietnam War was conducted, and we can make all these, you know, confident assertions, but we weren't alive then. We didn't see the world through their eyes, which I think even all the more puts Wade Hubbard and every other Vietnam veteran in just a great place, because they served. They served in those tumultuous times. They did their duty. So I think it's even more important that we celebrate them.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's great that he's going to be on hand, and that'll give, like you said, folks a chance to talk to him and, you know, and get a feel for what he went through during that time with what he's willing to share. So this is a public event that folks can come out to and be part of too.
Yeah. We especially we'd like to see as many Vietnam veterans as we can out there for no other reason than just, I'll be selfish for, you know, me to say thank you. And I'm sure other people mm-hmm. will want to be there and say thank you as well and shake their hands and look at these people who represented our country at a point in history where we needed them. So it's open to the public, and we'll start the ceremony, the unveiling ceremony, sometime probably 5:10. We're going to have a color guard, and the public's invited to come out at 4:30. Peer Rotary, by the way, Peer Rotary is just an amazing group.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of the mascots and the patrons of the whole Eagles Gallery, and this is part of their community mission that we learn history and we learn those people. You know, we stand on the shoulders of giants, all of us. So they're going to be there. There'll be some refreshments, and if you see me, I've got, you know, a couple little bits of swag that help commemorate Wade. So the public's invited, and Rotary are the real rock stars for making this stuff happen. And yeah, we'd love to see as many people out there as we can.
Yeah, this is going to be a great event. So we encourage everybody to come on out and be part of this. This is going to be a great addition to the Eagles Gallery. So John, thank you for doing the artwork.
Yeah,
it is fantastic
you.
As always. And thanks for joining me this morning.
Yeah, thank you. Happy to be in the neighborhood and happy to be from Pierre.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you again hopefully soon, John.
Outstanding. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. There's John Mollison. So go on out to the Eagles Gallery. It is this Friday. You can get there around 4:30 for the presentation. It's going to be a nice, nice addition to the gallery there at the airport. So there is your Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you this morning by the Pierre VA Clinic and May Adams.